So this bridge collapse has been a pretty major interruption to the region. Have you seen any side effects as far as traffic around the Lakes region goes?
Well, I think the detour is spread over a long enough area that as far as any increase in traffic, like on I-24, that would be pretty minimal compared to the traffic that's already out there. I know that some of the tourism industries are industry folks are, you know, are naturally concerned, and we're going to be moving forward as quickly as we possibly can. Of course, we have divers on site out there with sonar going around the piers, checking the lake floor around the piers. The divers are experienced enough that they believe that by looking at the floor of the lake and examining the pier itself, that they'll be able to determine if it has been damaged or moved by the force of the collision Thursday night.
And if it has shifted, is that going to affect either repairing or replacing the bridge?
Pretty much. It's going to be a game changer in that if the pier is okay, that's obviously going to make it a little bit easier to go in and replace this span. If that pier is damaged or has been moved or is moving, then that's going to complicate things a little bit. We're looking at about a half a dozen or so options at this point to be able to go in and reestablish traffic there. We're also looking at the possibility of starting up a ferry, although there would be some problems with that. But we believe all of those can be overcome at some point. But what we're going to get from the dive, we hope, is that they can give us some direction. We should be getting a formal report probably early next week, and that will help focus us or point us at the best of these half dozen or so options that we're looking at this time.
So if the ferry is decided on as a temporary measure, is debris around the site going to affect how it's implemented?
Well, actually, the issues facing a ferry would be more in terms of water depth, the transit time to get from one side of the lake to the other, traffic volumes, things like that. The other things that we're looking at would be to put up a temporary span to replace the one that was knocked off by the ship. And so those are there's various combinations of those things that are out there that we can do. There are a number of specialized companies around the United States that have done this type of work where they've gone in, say, after a hurricane has hit the Gulf Coast, and they've replaced bridge spans down there. So we have some companies out there that have expertise in doing this kind of thing. We're consulting with them. We also have the advantage of the work that we've already done, the pre-construction work that we've already done on a new bridge at this location, and our consultant on that has experience building bridges literally all over the world. So they're bringing a lot of brain power to this process. Matter of fact, we have some of their people down here that are actually looking at the site to get a firsthand feel for what's going to need to be done to restore traffic at this river crossing.
I've heard that they may try to push up the completion of the bridge replacement project. Do you know if it would be possible to up the timeline on the project?
Well, I think there would be, you know, there might be an opportunity to push up that timeline a little bit, but just the amount of engineering work that has to go on to build a river crossing of that size, there are going to be certain limits on how fast things can move. The, you know, you've got the permitting process. You have, we're doing geotechnical work at both of the bridge locations on Kentucky Lake and Lake Barkley. You know, that geotechnical work takes time. It takes time to analyze it. And so there are some things that are kind of built into the system that will limit our ability to move ahead. I mean, you can only put so many steel workers out on the site before they start bumping into each other and causing problems. But we are going to be looking at essentially anything we can do to expedite that. A lot of that, though, will depend on how quickly that we can restore at least a temporary crossing there, and that's going to be something that will be coming up in the next several weeks.
Well, Keith, good luck with the project, and I appreciate you talking to me.
Okay, thank you.